So I want to begin this shiur with a little bit of an overview of some of the highlights of yesterday's shiur. We started with the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin as far as Kiddush HaChodesh is concerned. And the Mishnah establishes that you need three dayanim, three judges on the court. Now the Mishnah doesn't discuss the status of these three judges. And there are basically three possibilities. Because when we talk about the status of judges, we could talk about from the lowest to the highest. The lowest would be what we call a Beis Din Shel Hedyotos, which would basically mean that these are run-of-the-mill people, you know, working people or classic people on the streets, and they're not experts in the law. Then we have a higher Madrega, which is sort of like the middle compromise category. And those would be judges who are very familiar with the law. They're gamir, visavir, they're experts, but they're not smuchim. They don't have smicha, ish mi pi ish, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then we have the highest level of judges, and those are called the mumchim, otherwise known as smuchim, but it's the same concept. Now, with regard to three judges in Kiddush HaChodesh, what level of judges are we talking about? Is it the lowest level? Any three people can come and decide that we're going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Is it the highest level? We need Mumchim. So that's going to be one issue. The other issue is that in Dini Mamonos, which also require the Bezin has to be made up of three judges, there's Halacha of a yachid mumcha, which means that one judge who is on the highest level, he's a mumcha, a smicha, he might be able to issue a verdict in dini mamonos alone, without the addition of two judges. Now, if we assume that the three judges that the Mishnah is referring to in Kiddush HaChodesh are the same three judges as dini mamonos, which is codified by the Mishnah at the very beginning of the Mishnah, but we see the Mishnah as one continuation, then it could be that for Kiddush HaChodesh, one Yachid Mumcha would be the same as three Hedyotos, and he could be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So we don't understand to what extent do we have an equation between Kiddush HaChodesh and the three judges required, and Dini Mamonos, the three judges required. Then we have another issue, which is a suffix within a suffix. Even if I equate the two, and even if I assume that in Dini Mamonos one Yachid Mumcha is sufficient, is that a Doraisa Halacha? The Torah itself recognizes the validity of one judge who's a Yachid Mumcha. Or is it a rabbinic recognition of that Yachid Mumcha? Because Shlotino Delis Bifnei Lovin, meaning that really the Torah requires three Mumchim, but when the Malva looks around and he says, I'm going to extend a loan to this fellow and maybe I'll need recourse to a Beis Din, and how am I going to get together a Beis Din of three Mumchim? So the Rabbanan made an allowance, a special takana, to allow one Yachid Mumcha to replace three Yachid Mumcha. If that be the case, then in Kiddush HaChodesh it's very hard to assume that the logic of Shlotino Delis Bifnei Lovin would apply, and hence we could reduce the three judges down to one and say that one Yachid Mumcha is enough. What this essay is about is, on the one hand, the Rishonim who make an equation between the Beis Din of Shlosha and Kiddush HaChodesh and the Beis Din of Shlosha and Dini Mamonos, and on the other hand, they require three Mumchim, which is not a Shakaru, because, for example, in Dini Mamonos we might derive from Elohim, 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 that you need three Mumchim, but they reject the possibility of a Yachid Mumcha. That's point number one. But point number two is, we're going to take a look at a Gemara at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, let me correct myself. The Gemara at the beginning of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, that's Chofei Amid Beis, which presents a possibility that a Yachid Mumcha would be operative in Kiddush HaChodesh, to such an extent that the Gemara needs a special Yalfusa. Because in the pasuk it says HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing Moshe Rabbeinu in the plural. If a Yachid Mumcha is sufficient, certainly Moshe Rabbeinu could have sufficed as Chachodesh Hazeh to determine the new month, Lo without Lachem, or Lacha without Lachem, alone, because he's a Yachid Mumche. And the Gemara darshins from the word Lachem that Moshe Rabbeinu has to bring Aaron into the picture. And Aaron and Moshe would be a bezin that's made up of two mumchim, but that's not enough because we need an odd number on the court, a bezin nota, and if we have to add a third mumcha. But apparently there was a very strong havamina without this drush of lachem that one yachid mumcha would have sufficed. Now if we equate the bezdin of Kiddush HaChodesh with the bezdin of Dini Mamonos, you want to take this, Steve?
No.
Then we might have wondered, why would there be a havmi that one yachid mumcha is enough? Let's assume that in Dini Mamonos you need three mumchim, and the only allowance to rely on the decision of one mumcha is because of Shlotinol Delis as the Rabbanan. There's no reason to justify such a takon in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh. So why would Kiddush HaChodesh have a havamina that one yachid mumcha is enough? So in order to put this all into perspective, we start with the following question. The Mishnah establishes that you need a Beis Din of three judges for Kiddush HaChodesh. What's the source for that? So if you'll take a look at Rashi, not here, but Rashi in Sanhedrin Adaf Lamed Vav, Rashi says that the Pasuk says, Ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. That Pasuk is referring to the month of Tishrei to establish the first day of the year as Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And it describes that process as Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov. So Rashi says that Mishpat means a Bezdin. And a Bezdin has to be made up of three judges. Hence, according to Rashi, the source for the requirement of a bezdin of Shlosha Dayanim in Kiddush HaChodesh is the word Mishpat. Mishpat is paradigmic of Dini Mamonos, which needs Mishpat, and it requires a bezdin of Shlosha. If the Torah describes Kiddush HaChodesh as Mishpat, then we derive the conclusion that you need three judges for Kiddush HaChodesh, just like you need three judges for any Mishpat. The Rambam, on the other hand, opens up Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh by telling us that the reason why we need a Bezdin is because the Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. And Lachem means Bezdin. So let's just summarize. Rashi learns the requirement of a Bezdin of Shlosha from Mishpat. The Rambam learns the requirement of Bezdin Shel Shlosha from Lachem, HaKodesh Zeh Lachem. So that's what we know so far. Then we have another Rambam. If we fast forward to Perek Hei Mihilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Rambam tells us something amazing, that the three judges, right, already in the opening perek, he set up the condition, the requirement of three judges, but now he tells us who are these three judges. An unbelievable chiddush of the Rambam. These are three judges that sit on the Bezdin HaGadol. The Bezdin HaGadol, as you know, is made up of 71 judges. Three out of the 71 have the authority, any three, because they sit on the Bezdin HaGadol, to be Makadish the Chodesh. And the Rambam derives this from the Pasuk HaChodesh Zeh Lachem. Lachem means addressing Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron were two judges that sat on the Bezdin HaGadol. And when the Torah says HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, it means that the standard for HaChodesh HaZeh, in other words, to establish the new month, is Lachem, is the same standard, the same requirement that applies to Moshe and Aaron, meaning we have to have Dayanim who sit on the Bezdin HaGadol. It's almost as if, you know, the Bezdin HaGadol has various functions, and sometimes they can dedicate a representation of the Bezdin. They don't have to all be together in order to accomplish a certain goal. Like, for example, in Dini Nefashos, all you need is 23 judges. So it could be that out of the Bezdin HaGadol of 71, they'll single out, you know, 23 judges. Say, you take care of this case and preside over a a capital case. And in some cases, maybe the Beis Nagar will break off three judges in order to sit on Dini Mavinus, but it seems unlikely that they would do that. But in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh, says the Rambam, because of the word Lachem, we're going to derive that those Dayanim who will preside over the Chodesh have to be three judges that serve on the highest court of Israel, on the Beis Nagar. And that's derived from Moshe and Aaron.
Fair to understand that
the Beis Nagadol
would have been all
mumchim? Absolutely, they're all mumchim. But the mumchim who sit on the highest court. So just to review what we did yesterday, Reuven, you were here yesterday, right? Yeah, so I'm just, the two of our members here are not, were not here yesterday, so I'm just reviewing what we saw yesterday. The Ramban, who wrote a critique on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he writes that we don't need Beis Din HaGadol, we don't need that the three judges who preside over the Kiddush HaChodesh have to be members of the court. Ela Shlosha Mumchim. Notice the word Lachem, HaChodesh is a Lachem addressing Moshe and Aaron, me Moshe and Aaron as Mumchim, not Moshe and Aaron as members of the High Court. It's true that Moshe and Aaron were members of the High Court. The Rambam is not mistaken about that. But to say that when it says HaChodesh is a Lachem, we need that the members of the High Court preside over the Chodesh, says the Ramban, that's not what it means. And he's going to quote the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah is not talking about members of the Beis Nagadol, it's talking about three mumchim. So all we need is three mumchim, and that's what the word lachem means. And he goes on to say the following, a beautiful diuk. He says that if the Rambam were correct that we need members of the High Court, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said HaChodesh Zeh Lecha Rosh Chodesh in the singular, because Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of the Beis Nagadol. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the people of Israel that in order to preside and decide over the Chodesh we need members of the High Court, then it could have said Lecha. Lecha would have indicated members of the High Court. How would Lecha teach me members of the High Court? What makes Moshe Rabbeinu unique? I mean, if you can tell me Moshe Rabbeinu is a mumche, well, there are many other mumchim, but Moshe Rabbeinu is unique in one dimension, one aspect. Namely, he has the status of an entire Beis Nagadol. For example, when they judge a Kohen Gadol has to be judged in front of the Beis Din of Ayin Aleph, of 71, the highest court in the land. And why? Because it says it's HaDavra Gadol, and there it says Yavin Eilecha. Davra Gadol means the Kohen Gadol. Yaviu Eilecha. Eilecha means to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and only to you, because Moshe is a representation. That's not a good word. Moshe is a replacement for Shimon V'Echad. He has the weight and the power of Shimon V'Echad, and therefore the Torah says, Alecha. Eilecha means to you in the singular, Moshe Rabbeinu, because you are the only person who has the unique status of a one man Beis Nagadol. And from this we're going to derive the conclusion that we need a Beis Nagadol for a Davar Gadol, in this case for the din of his Kohen Gadol. Then the Torah should have used the same exact structure in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh to tell us that you need members of the High Court. It should have said HaChodesh Hazeh Lecha Rosh Chodesh, meaning you, Moshe Rabbeinu, in your singular capacity as one who encompasses an entire Beis Nagadol, you are going to be Makadish the Chodesh. Once it says Lachem, then it's lowering the standard of Dayanim, and that means we need Lachem like you and Aaron. What's unique about Moshe and Aaron? They're both Mumchim, and therefore we need three Mumchim. But if you would have been right that we need, as the Rambam has it, we need members of the High Court, then it would have said Lecha, just like in the case of Kohen Gadol, it says Eilecha in the singular. Now, could we now say that Rashi holds like the Ramban? What's our guess? Where do we have any basis of concluding one way or the other? Does Rashi agree with the Rambam that you need three judges who are members of the High Court? Or does he drop that requirement and hold like the Ramban that all you need is three mumchim? I don't know. I would never have taken a shot at that. You know, I don't want to put Rashi in the Rambam's camp or in the Ramban's camp without knowing proof positive. But I do have proof positive. Why? Because Rashi derives the halach of Bezdin in Kiddush HaChodesh not from the Pasuk HaChodesh Ezelachem, but rather from which Pasuk? Mishpat. Because the Torah says Mishpat ki chok li Yisraelu Mishpat le'elokei Yaakov. Well, Mishpat means classic Mishpat. Classic Mishpat is a basin of three mumchim, Elohim times three, but it doesn't require a basin agadol. Mishpat does not require a basin agadol. A Dovra agadol is a unique case of Kohen Gadol, that requires a basin agadol, but Mishpat doesn't require a basin agadol. Hence, if Rashi derives the requirement of a Bezdin for Kiddush HaChodesh from Mishpat, clearly he belongs to the camp of the Ramban, meaning all we need is three Dayan and Mumchim, the way the Ramban understood it, not the way the Rambam held that you need members of the Bezdin HaGadol. So in other words, when the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mihilchus Kiddush HaChodesh derives the requirement of Shlosh Dayanim from which pasuk? Who remembers? Not from Mishpat, but from HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. I hope you haven't forgotten that yet. If not, you have to write it down on a piece of paper. So it's very much consistent with the Rambam's view, because the Rambam holds that this pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is going to teach you Bezdin. Lachem means Moshe and Aaron. But again, it's a Bezdin shakel, so we have to add a third judge. But it's got to be Lachem, similar to Moshe of the Aaron. And the Rambam learns that similar to Moshe of the Aaron means has to be members of what? Of the, no, the Rambam sheet. Again, yeah, let's not forget. It's a difference between a Mem Zofit and a Nun Zofit. Right? So the Rambam holds that we need members of the Bezdin HaGadol. What's unique about Moshe of the Aaron? They were both members of the Bezdin HaGadol. And that's why the Rambam is very consistent that he derives the requirement of Bezdin in Kiddush HaChodesh from the Pasuk HaChodesh to Lachem Rosh Chodesh, and Lachem teaches me members of the High Court, that's Moshe and Aaron. The Ramban learns that the source and the basis for requiring a Bezdin of Shlosh Dayanim in Kiddush HaChodesh is HaChodesh to Lachem, but Lachem indicates Mumchem, and Lachem doesn't indicate members of the Bezdin HaGadol, because otherwise it should have said what? Lucha. The Rashi derives the requirement of Bezdin Shel Shlosha in Dine in Kiddush HaKodesh from Mishpat. No, if it's derived from Mishpat, very good, you require three Mumchim. But there's no basis for a requirement of members of the Bezdin HaGadol. And now we're up to where we left off yesterday with a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So let's open up the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We have a few copies. We don't have enough copies, but it's fine. We have Torah Shebal Peh as well. And the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah tells us that if you have a situation where three Dayanim witness the new moon, so they don't need Edim to testify in their presence, as normally is the case, that the Edim testify, we saw the Levana v'chidusha. They themselves saw the Levana v'chidusha. So what do? We need Edus and we need a Bezdin. So the Mishnah says, Yamdu, right, Ra'u Bezdin, Yamdu Shnayim v'yayidu b'fneim. Again, if there are two other Edim, then we can solve this whole problem. But we don't have other Edim. We only have the Bezdin. The Bezdin witness the new moon. So two of them could testify as Edim Bifneim. But again, what does it mean Bifneim? There are only three judges. So two will testify in front of one. Fiyomu Mekudesh Mekudesh. So what's going on over here? Is it one Dayan who is going to declare and establish the new moon? We need a Bezdin. A Bezdin is made up of three Dayanim. So if you take a look at the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, I'm just looking for the Gemara, it says, he says the following. That Dini Mominus, of course, requires Shlosh Dayanim, that we know. He says the following, that Ra'ua Shlosha Fehem Bezdin. So let's count up from the bottom of the Amud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Ra'u Shlosh Bezdin Yamdu Shnayim. and two of them will testify. But it says b'fnei shlosha, right? So how is it b'fnei shlosha? It means that they have to invite two other judges that will sit together with the third judge, and they will serve. These two judges will now serve as edim. They bring in another two judges who will listen to the testimony of these two judges as edim. And Eitzel HaYachid, and we have the third judge, so we add the two extra judges to the third judge.
Can't be that you rotate the Dayanim who are the Eidim in front of each one, in front of each two, in front of one?
Oh, so that's the question. Could they testify in front of one? Amai. Why is it that we need to add two judges? Hachinami Nema, Lote Shmiya Gdol Miri'iya. Bechite machinami, came in shoru uba lail, fine. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says the following. This is four lines up actually before the end of the yom. Salkedai techamina, I would have thought whole, the dini momenus bishlosha, the imhoya mumche l'rabim, if one of the three is a mumche, don afilu biyachid, he can issue a verdict in a monetary case alone, one dayan, because he's a mumche l'rabim. Is hachinami? Let's apply the same standard to kiddush hachodesh v'nekadshe biyachidi, which means that let the two judges out of the three serve as witnesses. They'll testify in front of the third judge, and if the third judge is a mumche, and we have to assume he's a mumche because they're all mumchim, he could be mekadesh the chodesh. And where do we have a precedent for one dayan issuing a decision, a verdict in dini mominus? Because in dini mominus, if you have three judges, then one of them who's a mumche could issue a verdict alone without any other two judges. So the Gemara is so impressed by this hava mina. So the Gemara says, kamash malon, the Mishnah wants to teach us, no, that Yachid is not able to determine the new moon, month. Memela, we have to add another two judges. V'yema Hachinami. Why don't we accept that Havamina? It's such a good Havamina that we should accept the Lamaskana. So the Gemara answers, Eilecha Mumcha L'Rabim B'Yisrael Yosef B'Moshe Rabbeinu. The greatest example of a Mumcha is Moshe. Uka Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet God says to him, right, HaKadosh HaZeh Lachem, Adiika Aaron be'adoch. You need Aaron, which means that a yachid mumcha alone could not be mekadesh lechodesh. No, if you need Aaron, then we need at least two judges on the court, and whenever you need two judges, you need automatically three judges. So the final maskon is that a yachid mumcha could not be mekadesh lechodesh, and we're going to derive this from the pasuk lachem that introduces Aaron into the equation. If yachid mumcha would have been sufficient, then there was no need for the Torah for HaKadosh Baruch to address Moshe and say, "Grab Aaron in and let you and Aaron together effectuate the kiddush hachodesh." So what I'd like you to look at now on page Kuf Lamed Aleph is midway through this paragraph that starts Vehine Berosh Hashanah, and we'll look at the line that starts with Hare Mevuar B'Gemara. Can you find that? It's about halfway through the paragraph, and he says the Hada Kiddush HaChodesh Bai Shlosha. How do we know that Kiddush HaChodesh requires three and one would not be sufficient? But ilule hachkra, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing Moshe in the plural, indicating that we have to introduce Aaron into the equation, we would have said the sagi biyachid mumcha, meaning the two judges could testify in front of the third judge who's a yachid mumcha, and the yachid mumcha himself could be mekadesh lechodesh b'tzarech iyud. I don't understand this. Amashikos of Rashi, the Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be called the Mishpat. Rashi maintains that the source of Beznin in Kiddush HaKadosh is the word Mishpat. Now, if it's the word Mishpat, then what kind of Havamina could you have that a Yachid Mumcha would make the decision? A Mishpat requires three judges. And even if you'll say that there was a takana of a yachid mumche for the benefit of Shlotin Odelis to say love, and that has no bearing on our sugya. Ube emes gamal Rambam tikshay. Because the Rambam admits to Rashi that the Pasuk Mishpat teaches me three judges. The Rambam only needs HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem to teach me that we need three judges that sit on the Beis Din HaGadol. But we certainly need three judges because of Mishpat. I mean, the Pasuk itself, Ki Chok L'Yisrael U'Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov, is referring to Rosh Chodesh. And we need Mishpat, which means we need three mumchim. One mumche is not enough. Again, maybe the Rabbanim made a takana, but on a Doraisa level, one mumche is not enough. Hence, in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh, for sure, without a doubt, you would require three mumchim, and one mumche would not be sufficient. So why is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah entertain the possibility that one single yachid mumche could be Makadish the Chodesh? And that's what he says. If you want to underline the last two lines in this paragraph, he says, "V'im kein tikshi echsal k'daita to yachid mumcha kosher kishaksiv mishpat bekidush achodesh." Now, in order to understand this sugya, we have to look at Tosfos on Daf Chavav in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And which Tosfos do we want to look at? Just one second. No, it's actually printed here on Daf Chaf Hayomid Beis. Ad Deika Aaron Bado. Now, how do we know that you need three judges? Says Tosfos Beis and Shakul. You can't have an odd number. You have to add a third judge to Aaron and Moshe. Is Mosifin Aleim Od Echad Fon? Says Tosfos V'Suya Dehacha. Keman the Omer b'Shmaita Kamaisa the Sanhedrin that Dvar Torah Chad Nami Kosher. So let's open up for a moment to Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. It actually starts on Daf Beis Amid Beis, and the Gemara mentions in the name of Rabbi Chanina that Dvar Torah Echad Dini Mamris Echad Dini Fashis Bedrisha V'Chakirish and Emer Mishpat Echad Yilachem. Fine. This is the Gzera of Shalo Tinol Deles Bifnei Lovin. And the Gemara quotes Rav Acha Berei Derav Ika. So this is approximately nine lines down from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and it says Rav Acha Berei Derav Ika Omar Midraisa Chad Nami Kosher Shenemar Bitzedek Tishpot Amisecha. Now the word Tishpot is in Lashon Yachid, as if to say the Torah is addressing one individual who could be kosher Lishpot Tzedek Tishpot. And that individual is a judge who is kosher for dine mamonos biyachidi on his own. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain that midrabbanan we're going to need three judges because of yoshei kronos, a whole discussion there. But on a deraisa level, according to the shita Rav Acha, all we need is one judge. Says Tosfos, according to Rav Acha, we begin to understand why the Gemara has a Havamina that Moshe Rabbeinu could have actually been Mekadesh the Chodesh alone, any Yachid Mumcha could be Mekadesh alone, because since it says B'Tzedek Tishpot, and Rav Acha derives from that one Yachid Mumcha could be valid, so too in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is also called Mishpat, one judge could be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And therefore, the Gemara needs a pasuk of Lachem to teach you Ad Ika Aaron Badech. However, Lamanda Boy Midoraisa Shlosha Mumchim. And the reason why in Dini Momonos one Mumcha could issue a decision is only because of the rabbinic enactment of Shkolei Shotinol Delsa and Odelo, Hikshir Shlosha Yotos. Gabi Eidus HaChodesh, there's no reason, therefore, to extend this kind of a leniency to Kiddush HaChodesh. I mean, there's no weight or factor of Sholotino Del Svei Lovin. And in fact, we don't find that Gimel Hedyotos would be acceptable for Gimel for Eidus HaChodesh, even though Dini Mominos, they made a takana that even Hedyotos could judge Dini Mominos. Is in Kelot Sarach Kro. We don't need a pasuk and a drasha of Lachem Shehei Aaron Bahadach, that you need both Moshe and Aaron. Clearly, we would know that just like in Dini Mominos, the Torah did not recognize the validity of one judge, even though he's a Yochid Mumcha, so too in Kiddush HaKodesh, the Torah never recognized the validity and the authority of one judge who's a Yochid Mumcha. So what was the Havamina that justified the need for this drasha of Lachem, which teaches me that you need all three mumchim, as opposed to the Havamina that Yochid Mumcha be enough? There's no room for the Havamina. Unless we go with the Shita of Rav Acha, and Rav Acha holds that in Dini Mominos, on a Doraisa level, Chad Nami Kosher, it means B'tzedek Tishpot is Amisecha. How do you learn Tishpot? One. So one judge who's Yachid Mumcha can judge in Dini Mominos, and that's a Doraisa Halacha. Hence, I would think, by virtue of equation, in the case of Kiddush HaKodesh, which is also called Mishpat, so B'tzedek Tishpot as a Yachid is addressing itself even to Kiddush HaKodesh. For that, I need a separate pasuk. That although it's true that one Yachid Mumcha has the authority to judge in Dine Mominos, he does not have the authority to be Makadish the Chodesh, because the Torah went out of its way to say Lachem, addressing Moshe V'Aaron. So that's all according to Rav Acha, who holds that Midoraisa Chad Dami Kosher with regard to Dine Mominos. But if you hold not like Rav Acha, but according to those shitos in the Gemara here, that midoraisa, you need three judges, all of whom are mumchim, and never was there a recognition and a validation for one yachid mumchim dini mominos, then for sure in Kiddush HaKodesh, you would require three mumchim, because even in dini mominos, the Torah doesn't recognize one mumchim to judge on his own. Again, the Rambam may have made an enactment, but as far as the Doraisa is concerned, you need three judges. So what's the Gemara hacking here with a Havamin and a Posse Yafusa, that you know that a Yochid Mumcha could not be Makadish the Chodesh? Even in Dini Mominos, a Yochid Mumcha could not issue a ruling that would be valid. Says Tosis, the only way of justifying this sugi with the Havamin and the Drosha is according to the Man Yomu, who says that Midoraisa Chad Nami Kosher. That's Rav Acha here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So Sugi the Hocha says, Tosa, I'm reading it again. Kiman the Yomim Shmaita Kamaisa the Sanhedrin Dvar Torah Chad Nami Kosher. The Ksiv B'Tzedek Tishpot. And therefore we need this pasuk of Lachem to teach you the Hadach, that one Yochid. That one Yochid Mumcha would not be enough because of the possible Chem, because we're holding like Rav Acha that in Dini Mominos Chad Nami Kosher. But if we assume that in Dini Mominos on a Doraisa level you need three Mumchim, then it would never be a Havamina that would justify the drasha of Lachem that one Yochid Mumcha could issue a verdict and be Makadish the Chodesh. He says now the following. V'nire, dehine atosis sham, dibra maskil ad, kosvu, de sugi de hocha, kamandi om vishmaita kamais sanhedrin, that's Rav Acha. Let's just add those words Rav Acha so we don't forget that it's Rav Acha. Dvar Torah chad nami kosh adiksiv b'tzedek tishpot. And that's why the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah needs the drasha of Lachem Ad Deika Aaron Badach, that one judge, meaning Moshe alone, would not be able, is not authorized to be Makadish the Chodesh. But if you hold like the other Shitos, which I think is Rabbi Avo, I have to spend a minute to find that. I think it's on Daf Dalet, but all right, I don't want to get distracted right now. That you need on a Derais level 3 Mumchim, and they only made a Takana in Dini Mominos of one Mumcha Kadesh Lo Tinol Delos Bifnei Lovin. So then, in Kiddush HaKadosh, for sure, you would require Shlosha Mumcha. There's no way you can lower that requirement midrabanan to one judge because of Shlotinol Delos Bifnei Lovin. That has no application over here. In Kay Leslie Krah, we don't Lotzar Krah, we don't need that pasuk. So now we're up to midway through the paragraph in Nira, and we're starting with Harei Kosvu. That's where he makes an overview, so to speak, of Tosus that we saw in Sanhedrin. The Sugyas HaGemara, Osi Kamandi Omar Dvar Torah Chadnami Kosher, that was Rav Acha, Avolamandi Omar, Desvile, Dimina Torah, Boy Gimel Mumchim, is Poshut, Bevadai, Be'inan Gimel Mumchim, Be'kiddush HaKodesh. Vinnire, Tahainu Mishum Dechsiv Mishpat, Be'kiddush HaKodesh. And we said that even the Rama would agree that Mishpat in that Pasuk, Kichok Lisol Mishpat Lekeyev, is referring to Kiddush HaKodesh. And if we hold that Midaraisa, you need Gimel Mumchim, then for sure, in the case of Kiddush HaKodesh, which is also called Mishpat, you need 3 Mumchim. And that's the man the Yomar doesn't have the drasha of, but Tzedek, Tishpot, in Lashon Yochid. In Cain, came in the Kaimel and the Shnaim Shedonu Ein Dineim Din. Is Kaimel and Kaman the Yomar Dibin HaTorah Be'inon Gimel. So now he wants to jump forward to the final codification of the halacha in Choshen Mishpat. And we paskin that Shnaim Shedanu Ein Dineim Din, which would imply that we need 3. And that reflects the Shita that Min HaTorah we need 3 Mumchim. And that you'll see it in the Shachan Choshen Mishpat Siman Gimel. Is Mishum Hachi Shapir Kama Rashi Dil Halacha Be'inin Shlosha Be'kiddush HaKodesh Mishum Krah De Mishpat. And again, what we're saying is that just like in Mishpat and Dini Mominos, we paskin that Shnayim Shedonu Ein Dineim Din, we need 3 judges of Mumchim. So too in Kiddush HaKodesh, which is also called Mishpat, and we derive the requirement to Beis Din in Kiddush HaKodesh from Mishpat, then Mishpat means 3 Dayanim Mumchim. So all this is fine, and again, there was a Havmin in the Gemara, which according to Tosus reflects the Shita of Rav Acha, that Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher, but we don't accept that opinion. We say that even if there are 2 Dayanim, it's not a din, it's not a valid din, we require 3 Mumchim. Hence, there was never a Havmin that in Kiddush HaKodesh, 1 Mumchim would be sufficient, because Kiddush HaKodesh is called Mishpat, and it has to be patterned, or shall we say, imaged after the image of Mishpat in Dini Mominos, which requires Gimel Mumchim. That's how we paskin. We need Gimel Mumchim in Dini Mominos, and by analogy, we need Gimel Mumchim in the case of Kiddush HaKodesh. Okay. Now we have Ramban and many other Rishonim.
I could make it. We've seen this morning.
Okay.
So my wife had called at 6 o'clock. So it's very presenting. Shalom, Rabbi.
How are you?
Other countries are learning Torah.
Nice to see you.
All the countries are learning Torah. Okay, don't want to interrupt them. Come. Thank you.
So if you need the room, we'll be finished in Mitzvah Shem in about a quarter of an hour. Okay. So what is the kasha of the Rishonim at the beginning of the Masechta? of Rosh Hashanah. They asked the following kash. The Mishnah and the Sugya seems to be against Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo says, Shnaim Shedonim Ein Dineim Din. So I think I was right in what I said before, that this is Machlok Shin Rav Acha and Rabbi Avo. Rav Acha is the one who says, Midraisa Chadna Mikosher. And Rabbi Avo insists that Shnaim Shedonim Ein Dineim Din, we need three judges. Now we paskin like Rabbi Avo. So then it's very strange that the Gemara maintains a halamina that maybe chad nami kosher, and we need the pasuk of lachem with Moshe and Aaron, lafuke. So they say the following. Now here we want to turn to the next page. And nihi devadai asugya didima ledini momenos de kosher bechad. So we're now going according to Rav Acha, and if we have an analogy between Kiddush HaChodesh and Dini Momenos, then we certainly have a very strong argument in favor of Chad Nami Kosher. And that's all against Rabbi Avo, because Rabbi Avo doesn't have Chad Nami Kosher in Dini Momenos. He holds it Shnaim Shedonu Ein Dineim Din. Is Afilu Hochi Rabbi Avo Motzi Lefruka Lamasnisu the came to Tnan Heter Nidorim Bishlosha. And now we have a new paradigm for Kiddush HaChodesh. The paradigm for Kiddush HaChodesh is going to be Nidorim, meaning Hatoras Nidorim. How many people do we need to be Matir Neder? A tribunal of Shlosha. But it says, so if you want to be matir neder in front of one rabbi, if that rabbi is a mumcha, then that's sufficient, and he can be matir neder. If we accept the analogy, Kiddush HaChodesh like kafaras nedarim, and kafaras nedarim, one yachid mumcha is enough. So too in Kiddush HaChodesh, one yachid should be able to be mekadesh lechodesh kamash malon. Therefore, we need the pasuk of Achodesh Zelachem. So this is very gishmak, because now what we're saying is against the Tosfos that sugya in Rosh Hashanah with the havamina that yachid mumcha could be operative and valid in Kiddush HaChodesh works out even according to Rabbi Avo. You'll ask me mishpat, and in the paradigm case of mishpat, Rabbi Avo says shnayim shedanu ein dineim din. We need three judges. So what was the havamina that one judge was sufficient to justify the lachem? The answer is because, says the Ramban and others, we would add a havamina to equate Kiddush HaChodesh with what? Hataras Nedarim. And in Hataras Nedarim, how many chachamim do we need to be matir the neder? Three, or alternatively, one yachid mumcha. So if one yachid mumcha is operative and valid for Hataras Nedarim, hence, even in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh, we're going to assume that one yachid mumcha should be enough to be mekadesh the chodesh. Salka daitachamin tevi Kiddush HaChodesh kafaras nedarim. Is therefore we need a special pasuk lachem to teach us that a yachid mumcha could not be mekadesh the chodesh. Because if I would have accepted the analogy to kafaras nedarim, then I would have allowed one dayan who's a yachid mumcha to be mekadesh the chodesh, just like one yachid mumcha could be matir nedarim. I remember one summer up in Boston, Rav Soloveitchik wanted to be matir neder because he would stand for the entire Chazor Sashatz on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he felt it was too difficult for him to do so. So he came over to my father's and he said, Rabbi Berzon, please get together another two Rabbanim because I want to be matir neder. So my father said to him, why do you need another two Rabbanim? I'm a yachid mumcha. So the Rav answered him in Yiddish. I'll say it in Yiddish and then I'll translate it to English. He says, "As du zayin a yachid mumcha veisach nisht, or as they zayin had yoit is binich zicha." He said, the other two rabbanim, you know, Rav Soloveitchik was a little bit cynical about American rabbis because he felt that American rabbis weren't really talmidei chachamim. So he said to my father, "I'm not sure if you're a yachid mumcha man, but one thing I can promise you: the other two dayanim that you'll bring, two other rabbis, they are certainly had yotos." Anyway, v'nira. So all this is very interesting because The Ramban is saying that we're going to derive from Achodesh Zelachem that you need three judges for Kiddush Achodesh, but there was a Halamina to equate Kiddush Achodesh with Hataras Nedarim. And that would have led us to the conclusion that a Yochid Mumche would have been sufficient. Again, Rashi derives the requirement of three judges in Kiddush Achodesh from Mishpat. And therefore, it doesn't really make much sense to stretch your arm out to Ataras Nedarim and say that one Yochid Mumcha is sufficient, Ataras Nedarim ipso facto, you should be sufficient for Mishpat, because Mishpat requires, according to Rabbi Avo, three Dayanim Mumcha. It's not like Ataras Nedarim. Now, the Ramban, at the beginning of the Masechta, says that a Yochid Mumcha in Ataras Nedarim is similar to a Yochid Mumche in Moade Hashem, you know, to determine the Moadim. And that means that who can be considered and classified as a Yochid Mumche Fataris Nedarim, Ma'asa bin in Samuch, just like in Moadim, in order to determine the Moad, we need Mumchim, which means Smuchim, Hakinami, Boi Samuch. So it means Hashlosha had Yotos Hamiskarim Ba'afars the Dharma Hainu the Mizber Lihu Vesviri Veheim Hashlosha Muskarim Dini Momenos Ukshayim Lodin Dini Momenos. So you remember at the outset we discussed, I don't know if Ruben you were here, that there are three levels of Dayanim. The highest level is called a Mumche. He has smicha. The lowest level is just hedyotos. But in the middle we have a category called Savri Ugmiri, meaning they learned and they studied and they know. They're not smuchim, they didn't get smicha, but they know. And those are individuals who can sit and preside in a bezin of Dini Mominus if we get three of them together. Again, one Yochid Mumcha will be enough, but I'm not sure if that's Doraisa according to Rav Acha, or should we say it's the Rabbanan according to Rabbi Avo, and it's only Shelo Tilo Delos Bifnei Lo. But the main point is that you can judge Dini Mominos with three individuals. We call them Edyotos, but they have to have a certain level of Mizbri Lehu Vesavri that they were taught and they learned, they understand the mechanics of Halacha. You can't take three ignorant people off the street, Yoshe Kronos, and have them preside over a Bezdin and Dini Mominos. Hare the Sfirul of the Ramban, the Ataras Nedarim, Torah's Dinale. When the Ramban wants to know who is this Yochid Mumche that could be Mater and Neder, he stretches his arm out to Dini Mominos. And just like in Dini Mominos, we can have a judgment of a Yochid Mumche, so too in Ataras Nedarim we can have a judgment of a Yochid Mumche. Meaning that Torah's Din Ale, that Ataras Nedarim is called Mishpat, it's called Din. And therefore you need a Yochid Mumche who's a Samuch. Or you can be mocked in the Nedu with Shlosha Yotos, and it means those Shlosha Yotos that are Ksherim, that have the credentials to issue a valid Psak in Dini Mominos. Those Shlosha Yotos are Sviriluhu, Vigmiriluhu. Oh, now that we've seen that the Ramban classifies Hataras Nedarim as Din and Mishpat, now the Ramban understands the Havamina. What was the Havamina that we saw in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? Then in Kiddush HaChodesh, you might allow one Yochid Mumche to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And what would be the Havamina, says the Ramban? We would have had an analogy to Ataras Nedarim. In Ataras Nedarim, we require a Din, and we require a Yochid Mumche, who in Dini Mominos would serve as a replacement for Shlosha Yotos. And therefore, Salka Daitach, we have a Havamina Dinelif Kriyasat, I'm sorry, Kiddush HaChodesh, Mi'ataras Nedarim, is Ma'ataras Nedarim. You could have one Yochid Mumcha who's Matir the Neder. So too, in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh, you could have one Yochid Mumcha who is going to preside over the decision of Kiddush HaChodesh, and he'll make a single loner decision. The Afakav the Ksiv Beit Mishpat be Kiddush HaChodesh. He'll ask me the question: what do you mean one Dayan Mumcha in Kiddush HaChodesh? What kind of Havamin is that? The Torah The Torah classifies Kiddush HaChodesh as Mishpat, and in Mishpat we need three Dayanim Mumchim. And the answer is that there is a precedent for one Dayan Mumchim to Oraisa in Din, in which case, Hatar Sedarim. And the Ramban holds that Hatar Sedarim is Din. And Araya, because the Ramban is going to derive from Mishpat in Dini Momenos, that you require a Yochin Mumche, who's a Samuch, in order to be Matir Neder. Apparently, the Ramban, by jacking up the requirements for Hataras Nedarim, assumes and subsumes Hataras Nedarim under Din. Now, we have a precedent that one Yochin Mumche can issue a verdict that's called a Din, and is recognized as a din. Once we have that breakthrough precedent in the case of Atar Sudar, we can apply it to Kiddush HaChodesh and justify the Havamina that in Kiddush HaChodesh one Yochid Mumcha could be Mekadosh HaChodesh. And the Kamashval is that since it says HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, addressing itself to Aaron and to Moshe and Aaron, it means that Yochid Mumcha, even though Moshe is a Yochid Mumcha, he cannot be Mekadosh HaChodesh. We need three Mumcha. And the Kiddush of this pasuk, it's Exeris HaKosta, that we don't have a right to compare Kiddush HaKosta to Hataras Nedarim. In Hataras Nedarim, one Yochid Mumcha is sufficient. But that's only in the din of Hataras Nedarim. But in the din and the mishpat of Kiddush HaKodesh, we need three Mumcha. So all this makes sense according to the Ramban. Ulan, however, Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Shvuos, he clearly indicates that Hataras Nedarim is not a din, because the Rambam writes that Chacham Muvhak, if you have a scholar means he knows, he studied, he doesn't have smicha, matir es haneder. I mean, if you assume that Hataras Nedarim is patterned after Din of Dini Momenos, which means you require Shlosh Ed Yotzis or one Yochid Mumche, which means that one Yochid Mumche has Smicha, is a Samuch, that's not the Rambam. The Rambam does in no way, no how, accepts this analogy between Hataras Nedarim and Din, because the Rambam allows a Chacham to be Matir as a Neder, even though he's not a Samuch. And this halacha, the Rambam, is codified in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Siman Reish Chav Ches, in the laws of Nedarim. Mishin Nadar v'nischarei yelichet zol chacham mumche de gomar v'savar. What makes him into a mumche? He studied and he understands the halachas. He does. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't require a salam. V'im ein yachin mumche yelichet zol shlosh adyotos. Fine. They understand halachas. Mashma afilu less behu chad de gomir mi atzmo. El kol de gemiri lehu acherim v'savrei mutarim. All you need is that others teach them and they understand. So the bottom line is that it's clear from both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they don't accept this equation or classification of Hataras Nedarim as Din. Therefore, they only require experts, and you don't have to have smicha and be a mumcha. So again, here he quotes the Taz, that who can qualify for this decision of Hataras Nedarim. You need Gviri V'Sivrei Ktsas. They have to know how they can be matir neder. So if they learn, you know, for an hour or two, they learn the halachas of Hataras Nedarim, and they understand those halachas, that's called gmiri v'sviri, they can serve as part of the tribunal to be matir the neder. So the answer is that apparently both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam hold that Hataras Nedarim lav din alei, doesn't have the status of din. Not only that, the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Shvuos Perek Vav that Krovim Ksherim Lahatir Nedarim. You can get three of your brothers to be Matir Neder. Not only that, the Rambam writes you can be Matir Neder at night. It's crystal clear with four different rayos that the Rambam does not equate hataras nedarim with din. Let's go over the four rayos. Number one, the Rambam doesn't require smicha in the case of a yachid mumcha. He just requires that he be a chacham mufak. Number two, the Rambam validates hataras nedarim b'layla, which is not so in the case of mishpat and din. Number three, the Rambam says that even krovim, relatives who would certainly be disqualified for mishpat and din, are qualified as far as hataras nedarim is concerned. Did I leave anything out? Anyway, that's good enough for me. So we have clear-cut, ample proof that according to the Rambam, as opposed to the Ramban, that nedarim is not mishpat. Okay. So he says ledas haRambam. This is about line 15. He says hetu nedarim lo havi din is mishum hachi sfirale the yachid mumcha lo bai liel samach. So if you matin nedarim in front of one yachid mumcha, then he doesn't have to be a samach, because we're not talking about din. So it's not like in Dini Mominus, if you have a yachid mumcha, he has to be a samach. Okay, shlosha yotos lo bai liel kashu Dini Mominus. Like kashu Dini Mominus means they have to have a great deal of knowledge and they've studied. Here, just give him a book on the laws of the dark, and then he's already considered. He's considered a hedge out for dine ataris nedarim. The Ramban, on the other hand, holds that ataris nedarim is classified as din, and therefore he needs the same exact yachid mumcha that you would need in dini mominos. I would assume, therefore, that according to Ramban, there's no room for ataris nedarim at night. It would have to take place during the day. This relate that towards the dorm, towards dinale shaper, cause of the achlaban the yomer dini moment is pishlosha, and the Torah never recognized a valid decision in dini moment of a yachid mumcha. That was only a rabbinic institution. Is in the case of kiddush hakodesh, there would still be a havamina to validate the decision that was handed down by a yachid mumcha, because he heikat towards the dorm. Just 1 second. Wait. I lost the train. Lefis enir the Ramban l'tane the sphere lay that towards the dorm towards dinale. Beautiful. According to the Ramban, that you need a real bona fide yachid mumcha for a towards the dorm to do a lone job, just like in dini mominus, you need a full fledged samuch and a mumcha. And the Ramban equates the Dorim with din. So now, when Kriyas HaTorah is called Mishpat, I'm sorry, Kiddush HaKodesh is called Mishpat, then it's like the din or the Mishpat of Hataras the Dorim, and therefore Yochid Mumcha could suffice to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and therefore we need the pasuk of Lachem. Ulam, however, Ladas HaRambam, and here we'll try to wrap it up. The Svile that farst the Dorim less Allah Torah as din, and we saw that many different ways. You can do Balila, and you can do it with anything less than a mumcha. Is the Rambam holds that Hataras Dorim is not a din? If that be the case, there's no Havamina to equate Kiddush HaKodesh, which is called Mishpat, with Hataras Dorim. In Kiddush HaKodesh, it says Mishpat. Kiddush HaKodesh has the Torah's din. And if it has the Torah's din, then all the requirements of a judge in Dini Mominus would ipso facto apply to Kiddush HaKodesh. And in Dini Mominus, we need a mumcha who's a samu. And on a deraisa level, that's not enough. We require three mumchim. So therefore, Kiddush HaKodesh would require three mumchim. Well, if he's a near the Eshloma, the Rashi, Svili, Karama, that first the Dorm, less Allah Torah's din, and Kaylaman, the Svili, Dini Mamas, Vishlosha, is Pshita, that Kiddush HaKodesh by Shlosha, Ksibay Mishpat.
Vayalfusa me'achodesh hazeh lochem ato v'aron be'inon rak k'man diyomar d'kosher b'yochid mumcha. Only according to Rav Acha. Okay then? So we're up to Vihine, and we'll stop. We'll stop. Is anyone around tomorrow? That's the question, whether tomorrow is appropriate for an Ian Shia.